Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Yesterday, we talked about multifamily unit mix strategy. We covered how unit mix affects revenue, turnover, and stability, and why matching your product to market demand is critical for performance. Today, we're talking about multifamily property classes, Class A, Class B, and Class C. At CREI Partners, we've learned that property class is not just about age or condition. Property class determines your risk profile, your operational intensity, and your returns. More importantly, property class determines how hard the asset is to operate. Understanding property classes from an operator's perspective is critical for building a portfolio that aligns with your strategy, your risk tolerance, and your operational capability. The multifamily industry typically categorizes properties into four classes: Class A, Class B, Class C, and Class D. Today, we're focusing on Class A, B, and C, the three classes where most institutional and professional investors operate. Let me share what we've learned about each property class and where you should invest based on your strategy and capabilities. What determines property class? Before we dive into each class, let's talk about what determines property class. Property class is determined by several factors, including age and condition, location and submarket quality, amenities and finishes, rent levels relative to market, tenant income levels, and operational requirements. Here's what's important to understand. Property class is relative to your market. A Class B property in Dallas is different from a Class B property in a small town in Alabama. Class is always relative to the local market, not an absolute standard. Also, property class can change over time. A Class A property built in 2000 may be Class B today. A Class C property that undergoes significant renovations may become Class B. And critically, property class affects everything about your investment: your tenant profile, your operational intensity, your financing options, and your risk and return profile. Here's the key insight. Returns increase with complexity and operational burden, and risk is often operational, not just market-driven. A Class C property in a strong market can underperform if you don't have the right management team. A Class B property can outperform if you execute well. Class A multifamily, low yield, high price, limited upside. Class A properties are the newest, highest quality properties in the best locations. They're typically built within the last 10 years, often within the last 5 years. Characteristics of Class A properties include new construction or recently built, prime locations in the best submarkets, luxury finishes and high-end amenities, highest rents in the market, professional property management, and institutional quality construction and systems. Amenities in Class A properties typically include resort-style pools, state-of-the-art fitness centers, business centers and co-working spaces, dog parks and pet spas, package lockers and concierge services, high-end finishes like quartz countertops, stainless steel appliances, and luxury vinyl plank flooring. Tenant profile for Class A includes high-income renters, young professionals, dual-income couples, and renters by choice who can afford to buy but choose to rent for lifestyle or flexibility. From an investment perspective, Class A properties offer several advantages from an operational standpoint. First, lower operational intensity. New properties require less maintenance and fewer capital expenditures in the early years. Systems are under warranty. Roofs, HVAC, and major components are new. Second, lower turnover. High-income tenants tend to be more stable and stay longer. Third, easier financing. Lenders love Class A properties. They're institutional quality assets with strong cash flow and lower operational risk. Fourth, strong tenant demand in good markets. Class A properties appeal to high-income renters who want the best. And fifth, lower execution risk. You're not dealing with deferred maintenance, major capital projects, or operational turnarounds. But here's the reality. Stability comes at the cost of return. Class A properties have significant disadvantages for investors seeking strong returns. First, highest purchase prices. Class A properties trade at the lowest cap rates, often 4 to 5.5% in strong markets. You're paying a premium for quality and location. Second, lowest yields. Because purchase prices are high and cap rates are low, your initial cash flow is very low. You might generate 3% to 5% cash-on-cash returns in year one. Third, limited value-add opportunity. Class A properties are already optimized. Rents are at market, operations are professional, amenities are best-in-class. There's limited opportunity to force appreciation. Fourth, most sensitive to rent drops in downturns. When the economy softens, Class A renters are often the first to downgrade to Class B to save money. Class A properties can see significant rent declines and occupancy drops during recessions. And fifth, highest competition. Everyone wants to own Class A properties, which drives up prices and compresses returns. At CREI Partners, we generally don't invest in Class A properties. The purchase prices are too high, the yields are too low, and the value-add opportunities are too limited. Class A is a core strategy. You're buying for stable cash flow and modest appreciation, not for value creation or strong returns. Class A offers stability, but that stability comes at the cost of return. And in downturns, Class A can be more vulnerable than people expect. Class B multifamily, the true balance of risk and return. Class B properties are older, well-maintained properties in good locations. They're typically built 10 to 30 years ago. Characteristics of Class B properties include age of 10 to 30 years, good locations in solid submarkets, good condition, but not luxury, moderate rents, mix of professional and owner-operated management, and solid construction with functional systems. Amenities in Class B properties typically include standard pools and fitness centers, functional but not luxury finishes, updated kitchens and bathrooms or opportunity to update, and basic community amenities. Tenant profile for Class B includes middle-income renters, working professionals, families, and renters who want quality and location but can't afford or don't want to pay for Class A. From an investment perspective, Class B properties offer the true balance of risk and return, especially for value-add investors. First, moderate purchase prices. Class B properties trade at moderate cap rates, typically 5.5% to 7% depending on market and condition. You're not paying a premium, but you're also not buying distressed assets. Second, moderate yields with upside. Because purchase prices are lower than Class A, your initial cash flow is higher, typically 6 to 9% cash-on-cash returns. Third, significant value-add opportunity. Class B properties often have deferred maintenance, below-market rents, operational inefficiencies, and opportunities for interior and exterior improvements. This is where you can force appreciation. Fourth, strong and stable tenant demand. Class B appeals to a broad tenant base, working professionals, families, and middle-income renters. Demand is strong and stable across economic cycles. Fifth, benefits from demand shifts in both directions. When the economy softens, Class A renters downgrade to Class B to save money. When the economy is strong, Class C renters upgrade to Class B for better quality. Class B benefits from flight to quality from Class C and flight to value from Class A. Sixth, rent growth potential. You can increase rents through renovations, operational improvements, and better marketing. Seventh, downside protection during downturns. Class B holds up better than Class A during recessions because it's more affordable and benefits from downward migration. And eighth, attractive financing. Lenders are comfortable with Class B properties, and agency financing is readily available. But here's the reality. Class B requires execution, not passive ownership. The disadvantages of Class B include moderate operational intensity. Class B properties require active management and ongoing capital expenditures. Systems are aging and need maintenance and eventual replacement. There's moderate execution risk. Value-add strategies require capital, time, and execution capability. Not every renovation generates the projected rent increase. Markets can shift while you're executing your business plan. And there's competition from other value-add investors. Class B value-add is a popular strategy, which can drive up purchase prices in competitive markets. At CREI Partners, Class B is our primary focus. Class B offers the best combination of cash flow, value-add opportunity, tenant stability, and risk-adjusted returns. We acquire Class B properties with operational inefficiencies, deferred maintenance, or below-market rents. We implement our business plan, interior renovations, exterior improvements, operational improvements, and rent optimization. And we force appreciation by increasing NOI. But we're not passive owners. We're active operators. We execute our business plan, manage our teams, and monitor performance closely. Class B is the sweet spot for value-add investors who are willing to execute. Class C multifamily, operational intensity and unpredictability. Class C properties are older properties, typically 30 plus years old, in average to below average locations. They're functional, but dated. Characteristics of Class C properties include age of 30 plus years, average to below average locations, dated condition with deferred maintenance, lower rents, often owner-operated management, and aging systems that need replacement. Amenities in Class C properties are typically minimal, basic pool if any, limited or no fitness center, dated finishes, and minimal community amenities. Tenant profile for Class C includes lower income renters, hourly workers, service industry employees, and renters with limited housing options due to credit, income, or background. From an investment perspective, Class C properties offer higher returns but come with real operational risk. Not just theoretical risk. The advantages of Class C for experienced operators include lowest purchase prices. Class C properties trade at the highest cap rates, typically 7 to 10% plus, depending on market and condition. Second, highest yields. Because purchase prices are low and cap rates are high, your initial cash flow can be 8% to 12% plus cash on cash returns. Third, significant value add opportunity. Class C properties often have substantial deferred maintenance, well below market rents, and significant operational inefficiencies. Fourth, less competition. Many institutional investors and syndicators avoid Class C due to operational complexity and tenant profile. And fifth, affordable housing demand. There's strong and growing demand for affordable housing in most markets. But here's the reality. Class C is operationally intensive and unpredictable. Problems compound quickly without strong management. The disadvantages and risks of Class C are significant. First, highest operational intensity. Class C properties require intensive, hands-on management. Maintenance is constant. Tenant issues are more frequent. Collections are more challenging. Evictions are more common. You're dealing with problems daily. Second, highest turnover. Lower-income tenants have less stability. Job loss, income volatility, and life disruptions lead to higher turnover, often 60% to 80% annually. Third, highest capital expenditure needs. Systems are aging and need replacement. Roofs, HVAC, plumbing, electrical. Capital needs can be substantial and unpredictable. You might budget $200,000 for CapEx and end up spending $400,000. Fourth, tenant credit and collections risk. Lower-income tenants have higher delinquency rates. Bad debt expense can be 5% to 10% of gross income or more. Fifth, limited rent growth potential. You can't push rents significantly above market in Class C locations. The tenant base can't afford it. You're constrained by local incomes. Sixth, more difficult financing. Many lenders are hesitant to finance Class C properties. Terms are less favorable, and agency financing may not be available. Seventh, higher crime and safety concerns in some Class C locations. This affects tenant retention, property reputation, insurance costs, and your ability to attract quality tenants. And eighth, exit risk. Class C properties are harder to sell. The buyer pool is smaller and financing is more difficult. Here's what many investors miss. Class C problems compound quickly without strong management. A small collections issue becomes a cash flow problem. A maintenance issue becomes a code violation. A tenant dispute becomes a safety issue. Class C requires experienced, hands-on management and strong operational systems. If you don't have that, Class C will eat you alive. At CREI Partners, we occasionally invest in Class C properties, but only in specific situations. We'll invest in Class C if the location is solid, the property has good bones, and doesn't require massive capital expenditures. We can implement professional management to improve operations, the market supports moderate rent increases, and we have an experienced property management team in place. But we're very selective with Class C. The operational intensity is high, the risks are real, and the exit can be challenging. Class C can generate high returns, but those returns come with real operational risk. You're earning those returns by dealing with problems that most investors don't want to deal with. Class D multifamily, outside most investors' risk tolerance. I'll mention Class D briefly. Class D properties are the oldest, most distressed properties in declining locations. They're typically 40-plus years old with significant deferred maintenance, very low rents, high crime areas, and very challenging tenant profiles. At CREI Partners, we don't invest in Class D properties. They're outside our risk tolerance and outside most investors' risk tolerance. Class D requires specialized expertise, very hands-on management, high risk tolerance, and often a social mission beyond just financial returns. It's not part of our strategy, and it's not appropriate for most investors. Where should you invest? Alignment with risk tolerance and capability. So where should you invest? It depends on your strategy, your risk tolerance, your operational capability, and, critically, your honest assessment of your ability to handle complexity. Here's what we've learned. Most investors overestimate their ability to handle complexity. They see the higher returns in Class C and think, I can handle that. But they underestimate the operational intensity, the daily problems, and the stress. Class A is appropriate for investors seeking stable cash flow, capital preservation, and minimal operational intensity. If you're seeking lower risk, lower returns, stable cash flow, and passive ownership, Class A may be appropriate. But recognize that you're paying a premium, accepting low yields, and have limited value-add opportunity. And Class A can be vulnerable during downturns. Class B is appropriate for investors seeking the balance of cash flow, value-add opportunity, and moderate operational intensity. If you're seeking moderate risk, moderate to strong returns, cash flow plus appreciation, and you're willing to execute actively, Class B is the sweet spot. But you need execution capability, capital for value add, and active management. Class C is appropriate for investors seeking higher returns and who have the operational capability, risk tolerance, and experience to handle high operational intensity. If you're seeking higher risk, higher returns, significant value add opportunity, and you have experienced management in place, Class C may be appropriate. But you need to be honest about your ability to handle daily problems, high turnover, collections challenges, and unpredictability. At CREI Partners, we focus on Class B because it aligns with our strategy, our capabilities, and our risk tolerance. We're not chasing the highest returns with Class C. We're not accepting the lowest returns with Class A. We're targeting the sweet spot with Class B, where we can generate strong risk-adjusted returns with moderate operational intensity. CREI Partners focus, repeatable outcomes, not chasing highest returns. At CREI Partners, we focus on Class B properties in secondary markets in Texas, Alabama, and Louisiana. This strategy aligns with our objectives of capital preservation, consistent cash flow, value-add opportunity, and repeatable outcomes. We're not chasing the highest returns. We're building a durable portfolio that performs across market cycles and generates consistent cash flow for our investors. We focus on repeatable outcomes, not one-off home runs. We want to execute the same strategy repeatedly with consistent results. We underwrite conservatively. We don't assume aggressive rent growth or aggressive expense reductions. We build buffers into our underwriting. We maintain strong cash reserves. We don't over-leverage. We prioritize survivability over maximizing returns. And we focus on Class B because it fits our strategy of capital preservation, cash flow, and upside. Class B allows us to generate day one cash flow, execute value-add strategies, and force appreciation, all while maintaining moderate risk and moderate operational intensity. Class B is the right fit for our capabilities, our risk tolerance, and our investors' objectives. How property class affects your operations. Management quality must match property class. Property class affects every aspect of your operations, and critically, management quality must match property class. The wrong team leads to underperformance regardless of asset quality. In Class A, operations are relatively smooth. Tenants are high income and stable. Maintenance is minimal. Turnover is low. Collections are strong. Management needs to be professional and responsive, but the day-to-day is manageable. In Class B, operations are moderately intensive. Tenants are middle income and generally stable. Maintenance is ongoing but manageable. Turnover is moderate. Collections are generally good. Management needs to be professional, proactive, and capable of executing value-add strategies. In Class C, operations are highly intensive. Tenants are lower income with less stability. Maintenance is constant. Turnover is high. Collections are challenging. Evictions are more common. Management needs to be experienced, hands-on, tough, and capable of handling difficult situations daily. Your property management team needs to match your property class. A team that excels at Class A may struggle with Class C. They're not used to the intensity, the problems, or the tenant profile. A team that excels at Class C may be overkill for Class A. At CREI Partners, we work with property management teams that specialize in Class B and Class C properties in our markets. They understand the tenant profile, the operational requirements, and the challenges. They're proactive, experienced, and capable. The wrong team leads to underperformance regardless of asset quality. You can buy the best Class B property in the best market, but if your management team is weak, you'll underperform. How property class affects your returns, risk, effort, and outcome. Property class affects your return profile, but it's important to understand the relationship between risk, effort, and outcome. Class A offers lower cash-on-cash returns, lower IRRs, lower risk, and stable, predictable cash flow. Returns come primarily from cash flow and modest appreciation. You're accepting lower returns in exchange for stability and lower operational intensity. Class B offers moderate cash-on-cash returns, moderate to strong IRRs, moderate risk, and cash flow plus forced appreciation. Returns come from cash flow, rent growth, and NOI growth through value-add execution. You're earning moderate to strong returns by executing actively and taking moderate risk. Class C offers higher cash-on-cash returns, higher IRRs, higher risk, and returns primarily from forced appreciation. Cash flow can be volatile due to higher turnover and collections challenges. You're earning higher returns by dealing with high operational intensity, daily problems, and real risk. The key insight is this: higher returns come with higher risk and higher effort. You're not getting higher returns for free. You're earning them by taking on more complexity, more operational burden, and more problems. Your return expectations should align with the property class, the risk you're taking, and the effort you're willing to put in. Choosing the right property class, the type of problems you're willing to deal with. Let me close with this. Choosing a property class is really about choosing the type of problems you're willing to deal with. Class A problems are minimal, but returns are low. You're dealing with high-income tenants who expect luxury service. You're dealing with high purchase prices and low yields. And you're dealing with vulnerability to rent drops during downturns. Class B problems are moderate and manageable. You're dealing with aging systems that need maintenance. You're dealing with value-add execution. You're dealing with moderate turnover and moderate operational intensity. But the returns justify the effort. Class C problems are constant and intense. You're dealing with collections challenges, high turnover, tenant issues, maintenance emergencies, and unpredictability. The returns can be high, but you're earning them by dealing with problems daily. The right property class should match your lifestyle, not just your return goals. If you want passive ownership and minimal stress, Class A may be appropriate, even if returns are low. If you're willing to execute actively and deal with moderate operational intensity, Class B offers the best balance. If you're willing to deal with high operational intensity and daily problems, Class C can generate high returns, but be honest about your capability and risk tolerance. At CREI Partners, we've chosen Class B because it matches our capabilities, our risk tolerance, and our lifestyle. We're willing to execute actively and deal with moderate operational intensity. But we're not willing to deal with the daily intensity of Class C. We want to build a durable portfolio, generate consistent cash flow, and sleep well at night. Class B allows us to do that. Choose the property class that aligns with your strategy, your capabilities, your risk tolerance, and the type of problems you're willing to deal with. And remember, the right class should match your lifestyle, not just your return goals. Tomorrow, we're wrapping up the week with multifamily market fundamentals, supply, demand, and rent growth. We'll cover how to analyze market conditions and identify markets with strong fundamentals. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.